This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is the hottest real estate opportunities for 2021 and 2022. But before we get started, hey, just want to check in with you guys. I hope you guys are doing okay. I hope everyone is healthy. I hope that you are still excited about real estate and are seeing opportunities out there. Hopefully you're actively investing too. But if not, if you are just kind of in a wait and see sort of mode, that's cool too. It's a good time to bone up here and study and read some books, listen to some podcasts, and just get better armed for the market as things can get better. So let's move to our tip of the week here. You're only as good as your team. Now, those of you who know Roger Staubach from the Dallas Cowboys, who, by the way, went on to start his own very successful commercial real estate business from scratch and then sold it to Jones Lang LaSalle for $613 million. He once said, in any team sport, the best teams have consistency and chemistry. And that is really key. And, you know, I'm one of those real estate investors, I must confess here, that did not really want to work with a team or work with other folks here. I just thought I could just do it on my own and I'd be fine. But I realized as I started to connect with other people that I realized I did not have really everything it takes to do what I was set out to do. And it did take other people to come alongside me that would help me achieve those goals. People that are a lot better at certain things that I'm not. And I know where my giftings are, and I can see other people's giftings. And I think when you get together with the right people, that you can get that synergy to really make things much better for you in the long run. So really key. And I know a lot of you are thinking, well, I'm not really building a team. I'm not hiring a bunch of employees. But as a real estate investor, there are just people that you end up working with, and they do become part of your team. People like real estate agents, commercial brokers, a real estate attorney, somebody that knows real estate law and contract law. Your accountant should be an investor, I believe a real estate investor, and understand all the tax advantages, laws, and regulations pertinent to investment real estate. And then there's other folks too that you work peripherally with, mortgage brokers, property managers, contractors, bankers, investors, just to name a few. Anyway, think about your team. Who is on your team? I'd even write them down and, assess, are these people on the same track as you? And I think it's really important that they have the same values, goals, and ideals. Well, let's move on to our topic here, the hottest real estate opportunities for 2021-2022. Now, if I've learned anything in my career as an investor, it's that real estate, can change. And it's a strategy that, maybe something you did 2 years ago may not even apply today, especially, pre-COVID and sort of post-COVID. We have to really kind of look at what we're doing and seeing if we are really, employing the right approaches or strategies to our investing. And so I've kind of zeroed in on a few hot areas that I think are really some places that we need to watch, because there have been some major shifts in real estate. The first area I wanted to address was adaptive reuse of unwanted retail, hotel, and office space. We've talked about this quite a bit, and this is basically, as COVID hit, there were some asset classes that were really impacted, specifically hotels, entertainment venues, office buildings, retail, were just impacted really hard. Some of them, like retail, were already in the process of sort of scaling down as Amazon and more online businesses were catering to that audience. A lot of malls were downsizing and changing and evolving. So, you know, we started to see some of that before COVID, but COVID just really exacerbated and really moved things along a lot faster. Office, we never really, you know, that was one I wouldn't have guessed would have been hit, but it has been impacted. So, you know, recovery is inevitable. You know, there will be things that'll happen that will change some of these, these industries, but I think it's going to be in a creative space where you're going to have people repurposing and doing different things with that same property to sort of best utilize that space. Affordable housing, industrial real estate are some of the sectors right now that are in high demand. So, for example, you know, turning an old hotel in the heart of the city into an affordable housing project, or converting an old retail building to maybe, let's say, an industrial distribution center or warehouse may be a more profitable long-term solution. While there are definitely a number of hurdles to overcome in this process, including zoning and city regulations, this is an area I think there will be significant opportunity. The next area is industrial real estate. We've talked about this quite a bit since COVID happened, and it was actually starting to boom a lot before COVID, again, because of the retail surge that's happening more online than in the, you know, the malls and retail centers around the country. So this is an area to really watch. And we're going to have links to some of the podcast episodes where we've talked about these things more specifically. Another area to watch is non-performing mortgages. There's talk of all kinds of things that may happen in terms of foreclosures that are still up in the air and pending. A lot of these areas are going to have to be dealt with as of the end of 2020. There were 4.57% of all residential loans were 90 days or more delinquent. Now, a lot of these have been caught up or maybe refinanced or maybe new terms and things like that have been adjusted, but there's still that pending, you know, area of forbearance and some of the loans that people are still utilizing to sort of get them through this difficult period. So there still may be some changes there that we have to really keep an eye on. And so that whole potential foreclosure market is something to keep an eye on. And I think the non-performing mortgages could be a very hot area to invest in. And that's something hopefully we can watch. Another area is rental property and depressed markets from tight-strapped landlords. Now, some landlords were hit harder than others. Most rental properties are in pretty good shape, but there were those that, you know, high density urban areas, especially people that were really trying to build up sort of those downtown areas and attract a lot of millennials. Those millennials have moved to urban centers, maybe even bought a home in the suburbs, and are, you know, setting up their office there. So there's been a real shift in certain areas. Also, eviction moratoriums have left, you know, hundreds of thousands of landlords in difficult spots as well. And so this is an area you might want to take a look at. There are also some tight-strapped landlords that really just are ready to get out of the landlording business, that you know, will be looking to discount some of their properties there. I also think that the low income housing area as one of those that's been hit the hardest. And that's an area that I personally am taking a look at, because I really think that that's going to be an underserved area that the folks that are geared up to respond to it will actually do quite well. And yeah, that's one of those areas I think, again, you know, to keep an eye on. Finally, a fix and flip, you know, that's an area that hasn't been real active. You know, in 2020 started to pick up again at the end of 2019 and the start of 2020, you know, the activity was up, but profits were down. Now things have reversed in 2020 quite a bit and into 2021. So I think that the opportunities for fix and flipping is going to gonna increase, especially in certain parts of the country where home prices are relatively low still. So those are some of the key areas that I would keep an eye on. I think that there are some opportunities, especially if you are creative in the repurposing space or at finding properties that can be maybe used for other purposes, or finding landlords that are ready to say, okay, I'm giving up on this space because there's been a real shift in our local market. So those are things that you can look for. That is it for now. Please note, everything I've talked about here can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled The Hottest Real Estate Opportunities for 2021 and 2022. I do mention that we are going to have some quite a number of links in there too, that you can get more detail on some of these areas like industrial real estate and so forth. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.